Welcome to Book Talk with librarian and book performer Janice Berg, where each week current Christian fiction, nonfiction, and biography are reviewed and recommended.
In her latest book, Home to Holly Springs, Jan Caron has done it again, stirred my interest in an unlikely protagonist, Father Tim Cavanaugh, the retired Episcopalian priest from Mitford, North Carolina. When Caron's Mitford series ended, I felt that 69-year-old Father Tim had done it all, or certainly enough, over the last 10 years of his fictional life. He'd rescued a family of orphans, adopted a son, solved a crime or two, pastored several parishes, been diagnosed with diabetes, and married for the first time. In this, the first book of Jan Caron's new series, the Father Tim novels, Cavanaugh travels with his dog Barnabas to his childhood home of Holly Springs, Mississippi. Of course, Tim had thought about his family and friends in Holly Springs many times in the decades that had passed since his last visit home. But then a terse, anonymous note arrived in Mitford and compelled him to come home. Every chapter of Holly Springs is filled with flashbacks and numerous new characters. A best friend now missing, a long-lost sweetheart, a housekeeper and nanny gone without a goodbye, and a cruel father not forgotten or forgiven. As Father Tim searches for the sender of the note and revisits the places of his childhood, we learn how Father Tim, the only child from a seemingly mismatched marriage, came to be a priest and much later a follower of Christ. As always, Father Tim shows us how to weave scripture, Christian literature, and our own faith journey naturally into a conversation with friends, strangers, and even with those who know our secrets.
For more information, visit RadioBookTalk.com.